morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moilele Honganji. Moilele Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moileelehonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. Reese Morikubo, in memory of Dharma Uncle Mr. Henry Mylander. Our speaker this morning is Mrs. Barbara Brennan of Hompa Honganji Betsuing. Good morning, Mrs. Brennan.
Good morning and aloha. I am Barbara Brennan, a Jodo Shinshu minister and a grandmother. Buddhism teaches that life is constantly changing. Our children grow up, time with our family and friends become more precious with each passing day. We embrace and learn from these changes, whether births or deaths. A personal great change happened early in January of 2021 with the death of my husband, Barry. Then on August 31st, just a week ago, the birth of my third grandson brings new changes to the dynamics of family life, always with joy and gratitude. What does gratitude mean? What does it mean to be grateful? This is a special opportunity to share some thoughts with you on the Buddha's teachings, which are universal teachings of gratitude. Reverend Tai Tetsu Unno, a scholar and Shin Buddhist minister, had a lecture published in a pamphlet titled Gratitude, Its Source and Power. In the preface, Reverend William Masuda wrote, "The booklet expresses the basic attitude of the person living within Nembutsu and manifesting the timeless power of Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion, which are the source of gratitude for life itself." Reverend Uno explains, the original term for gratitude in Japanese is on, which primarily means kindness, goodness. Everything that we receive in life that sustains us is by virtue of on. Another meaning is our appreciation for this gift of life and our deep wish to compensate or repay it. It is this second meaning that is conveyed by the English word gratitude, and in fact, this sense of wanting to return favors, blessings, and gifts is understood as a basic ethical principle in the life of many Buddhists. Reverend Uno continues, traditionally, in Buddhism, we speak of the four gratitudes considered as objects of our devotion and appreciation. The first includes mother, the second, father, third, Buddha or Tathagata, and fourth, teacher of the Dharma. They give us life, nourish us, and enrich our existence. To them, we ought to feel infinite gratitude. In order for us to be grateful for anything, we must be able to recognize and acknowledge things done for us. Reverend Uno stresses, if we are not aware of the good that comes our way, no matter how many blessings we receive, there is no way that we can feel any sense of gratitude. We are limited in our awareness of the care, concern, and love our parents have showered upon us, especially in the first few years of our infancy, without which we would not be here today. Even in adulthood, there are so many things that others have done and are doing for us that we never know about. Even more problematic are the things that we take for granted, such as the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, for which we rarely feel a sense of gratitude, a reflection of our egos, our bonno. The desires of our ego are endless. The more we get, the more we want. Not only do we fail to recognize the favors and kindnesses that others have done for us because of our egos, our self-concern, we are unaware of the pain that we may have inflicted on others. Reflecting on the four gratitudes, how many of us really, truly live in thankfulness for the countless gifts we receive from them? Reverend Uno shares a story illustrating the nature of our limited awareness. There was a famous Shin teacher who lived over 100 years ago in Japan. His name is Jokan Chikazumi. As a minister, he wore the traditional black robe, the undergarment of which is white. Once his mother wove a white cloth on an old hand loom, sewed it herself, and presented it to her son. When her son received the white robe, he laughed, thinking, "How silly of mother to weave the cloth, when I can go out and buy a ready-made one at the department store. It's much cheaper, and she doesn't have to spend so many hours on the loom." Later, he did go out and buy a ready-made white robe. But after several washings, the store-bought robe lost its shape, tore at the seams, and eventually wore out. Whereas the robe his mother made kept its shape and never tore apart, even after countless washings. Chikazumi realized that what endured was the hidden love and concern of the mother woven into the cloth and put into a hand-stitched robe. Although it took some time for him to realize his lack of appreciation for his mother's efforts, once he became aware of it, he was deeply grateful to her every time he wore the robe, even after she departed from this world. Bishop Eric Matsumoto shares that the Shin Buddhist tradition has gratitude as its cornerstone, an appreciation which is nurtured and awakened in us. This gratitude is more than just a feeling or emotion, and it is not an accidental occurrence. In Buddhist thought, there are causes and conditions for everything that arises. Wisdom and compassion is not static and motionless, but dynamic, and reaches out to bring the unenlightened to enlightenment. In his article, The Path of Gratitude, written in the Lion's Roar magazine, Jeff Wilson says that, as a Shin Buddhist, my primary practice isn't meditation, sutra study, ritual, or precepts. All of these can be valuable, but in Shin Buddhism, our main focus is the practice of gratitude through the recitation of the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu. For Shin Buddhists, being aware of our interconnectedness involves being aware of the teachings of Amida Buddha and Shinran Shonin, and to acknowledge the generosity of all who come into our lives. Tomorrow is Grandparents' Day. As we reflect in gratefulness on the generosity for their caring and love, through our mothers and fathers, our teachers and friends, we have been given this life in the Dharma of the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, to guide us every day. We can wake up each morning, go in front of the altar, light the candle, offer incense, ring the bell, and with hands together, express our gratitude for this unrepeatable life. Yes, we can try to live each day in appreciation, even with its ups and downs, because we are embraced by the compassion and wisdom which is Amida Buddha. In closing, I honor my grandparents and parents who were teachers of the Dharma through their actions and way of living, and who gave me this life of Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Brennan, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moililihongkanji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, September 11th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moilili Honganji. We will have visiting students from Ryukoku University. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. Reese Morikubo, and our speaker, Mrs. Barbara Brennan. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be retired minister, Reverend Richard Tennis. Namo Amida Butsu.